Get ready for VIBE, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange, brought to you by Impact Ministries Worldwide on Impact Radio. And now, VIBE, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange. Thank you for joining us today on VIBE, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange. We are so excited for all of you who have joined with us from Prayer 24/7 365 and those of you who are getting into this broadcast through Blog Talk Radio and Impact Radio. We're just excited because we know that we're going to stand in the gap and make up the hedge for those who need it. And we are excited that you have chosen to be a part. Don't forget to check us out online at www.impactmw.org. And you can always log into the broadcast by clicking Impact Radio on the link on the side. Again, that's impactministriesworldwide.org or impactmw.org. Click on the link that says Impact Radio, and it will get you right into the broadcast. And now we're going to go ahead and get started in prayer today. Well, good afternoon, and welcome to VIBE, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange. We are excited for all of you who have joined with us today, and we look forward to all that God has prepared for us. We look forward to hearing an awesome word today from Pastor Jeff Merton. But before we get started, we want to go ahead and play our station identification as well as our impact announcements so you can hear everything else that we have going on during the week. Currently, the weekly scheduled events and activities for Impact Ministries Worldwide and Impact Worship Centers are as follows. Please note that all listed times are Central Standard Time. Come be a part of Sunday Resource, our premier Sunday service for Impact Worship Center every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Worship starts at 7 and the Word at 7:30. Join us each Monday at 12 noon for the Clergy Connection Experience, the official prayer and inspiration time for the consummate clergy community. The Clergy Connection extends to you an invitation to First Monday Clergy Prayer, each first Monday night at 7 p.m. Tuesday is Consecration and Wellness Day at Impact Ministries Worldwide. We pray and meditate each Tuesday until sundown. For more information on our consecration procedures and fasting protocols, please visit our prayer247365.org prayer portal. Catch Living Life Well with Pastor P for our 30-minute weekly broadcast dedicated to helping us learn to live unquestionably free of disease, displeasure, disorder, doubt, deficiency, and dread. Midweek Reload. Join us for our innovative and provocative approach to revealing the relevancy and reliability of the Word of God on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Watch out, it's habit forming. Tune in to the PCAST each Wednesday at 12 noon as we learn how to become more confident and more competent in our kingdom living. Calling all entrepreneurs, inventors, company owners, manufacturers, senior management, business leaders, developers, creators, composers, arrangers, authors, and the like for VIBE, our Valued Interaction and Business Exchange. Come and learn with us each Thursday at 12 noon and watch God turn your business concerns inside out. Friday is Family Day at Impact Ministries. Join us Fridays at noon for 30 minutes of inspiration, education, and motivation on PROS, the PROS radio show, followed immediately by our Fit Family Prayer. Remember, you can also call into our regularly scheduled worship services, Bible services, and prayer services on our toll-free number, 888-405-9785. Again, that's 888-405-9785, and press pound to be connected to a live service in progress. That will be all of our weekly announcements here on Impact Radio.
Great, and very good afternoon to everybody. And welcome along to Impact Ministries Worldwide. It's great to be here again. This is Pastor Jeff. we're walking through a series here, and we've been looking at leading like Jesus, and God has really been putting different things on my heart as to how we can actually lead and move in leadership positions in 2012 and beyond as ministry leaders, as business leaders, as entrepreneurs. Because when you're in those kind of positions, you're a creative thinker, you're a person who excels, you're a person who wants to lead on, you're directional, you're that kind of person. You're motivated to be doing something, to seeing accomplishments made, to seeing lives changed. That's your attitude and that's your heart, that's your calling, yeah? That's the kind of person you are. And so there are always different attributes that we need to develop, different skills we need to develop, and different baseline foundations that we need to be taking on. And I've been looking at some of those. God has been putting them on my heart and my spirit over the last few weeks. We've been looking at our minds, how we think, you know, the right perception of who we are. We get a good understanding of who we are, and then we get an understanding of how we can actually lead and motivate and influence other people from an understanding that we are created in the image of God. We are called and destined to be people who can lead change. So how we perceive ourselves is so important. We talked about that a few weeks ago. We looked last week about getting ready to change. We have to be in that position to understand that change is constant. It's something that is definitely here to stay. It's here today. And guess what? It's going to be here tomorrow. So change is something, and we've got to be able to manage change well, to read change well, but understand that our foundation never changes. We talked about that last week, that a rock, an immovable rock. When we're believers in Jesus Christ, we have a foundation that never changes. Our God never changes. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. An immovable rock. Winds come, winds blow. Buildings come up, buildings come down. Different fads and modes in our society come and go, but Jesus remains the same. And that is our foundation. Whether you're a business leader, whether you're leading a ministry, whatever capacity you're listening today, you know, you've got to create. Maybe you're an entrepreneur with an idea. Just remember that your foundational rock will never change. And that's our Word of God. The Word of God and the Holy Spirit and the character and nature of God is constant. And that gives us such a security to move on. So that's where we've been going. I just want to add on something now, slightly changing the focus. A lot of it's been dealing with ourselves, because I think constantly God is dealing with us. And anyone in leadership will say amen to that, because whatever you're leading, whatever business, you're always being dealt with. A new challenge comes, or is it if there's a button to be pressed, something presses your buttons, that means there is a button in there that needs pressing. And God has a way of constantly, through everything we're going through, of challenging ourselves. So that's why I've been majoring quite keenly on that, because God's been challenging me, and certainly those around me, you know, constantly, daily. He's transforming us into the image of Christ. But I want to look a little bit more at the other people, the people we actually lead, the people we influence today, those in our sphere of influence, those around us, those lives that we touch. And I want to talk about adding value to other people. So it's important that what we're doing in our leadership, in the models that we're operating in the principles we operate in, that we are constantly realizing the value of people that God sends to us. You know, it's important. We're not one-man bands. We're not islands on our own. God will send people into our lives. He will put people in, some for a season, some for long term. But whatever happens is we have a purpose when people come into our lives, and our purpose is to add value to them. And that's so important in our leadership, in any sphere that you're operating in today, that those people, you're adding value to them and not using them. Yeah, and so I want to just bring up three different things that God's been put on my heart. Heaps of the Word of God once again, hallelujah. So let's dive on in. Let me pray for you. Father, we thank you so much once again for today. Thank you for this time we have together here. Thank you for everybody who's listening, who's tuning in. God, we thank you that this is going out today. Thank you what you've put on my heart to share. I pray everything that is of you, Lord, will be good seed. Any thoughts of my ideas will be information. But God, I want it to be something from your spirit that will bring transformation. Transform lives today, Lord. We pray that we can all move from one degree of glory to the next. We can be better people today than we were yesterday. We can die more to ourselves today and have more of your spirit than we did yesterday. We can move from glory to glory. We can see the influence of God stretching through our lives, Lord, today, touching others, extending the kingdom of God into every sphere that we walk in today. Thank you, God, that you've called us to be those influential people on this earth in whatever sphere of domain that you've put us to operate in business, in ministry, in all the capacities in our family, in our society, in our governments, in whatever area we're functioning today, God, that we can be better people, Lord, add value to those around us. So we pray this word will go out today and will have impact, God, to put seeds in that will grow and multiply. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's jump right in. We've got three things particularly that I feel really are basic. They're not huge, profound revelation. They're basic things, but I'll tell you, if we operate in these, we will add value to those around. And when we add value to those around who follow us, who work for us, when we add that value, they will want to follow you. They will want to work with you because they feel valued. They feel important. They feel they are somebody who is needed, not a commodity to be used, but a person to be valued. Skills and character and everything is valued and is important. It's important we put that message over to those around. So first off, let's be an active listener. Listening is absolutely key. Let's read a few scriptures from James 1:19. It says, "Understand this, my beloved brethren, every man be quick to hear." And the Amplified says, "A ready listener, slow to speak, slow to take offense, and to get angry." So it's very important that we're quick to hear. The scriptures put it here very first. Let everyone be quick to hear. Hearing means that you've got to be listening. Listening with your ears and listening with your eyes. Watch. Watch what people are saying. You can watch and hear. Discern. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Discerning of spirits. Discern what's happening. So you're getting kingdom intelligence. You're getting God's call on what's going on. So beyond what you see, you get in a spiritual revelation. Use your eyes to listen. You can see people's body language. You can watch. You can observe how they are. Hear what's going on in their lives. And also listen to their words. So when we're good, keen listeners, we'll be very alert to the things that are happening in the people around us. And when we're alert to those things, we can address it. We can do something to bring value, to bring comfort, can do something when we're very active listeners. Let's look at another scripture in Proverbs. "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who listens to counsel is wise." So it's important, even as leaders, that we're listening to other people. Those around us, listen to the people in your workforce, in ministry, listen to the people who minister with you. Take on board what they're saying. They're seeing things sometimes that you don't see. And God will put people there to help you. But if you're not prepared to listen, they will eventually shut down. They won't feel valued. They won't feel what they have to say is important. They won't feel their input is important or needed, and they won't give it anymore. So the more we can put value onto those people around us, the more we can listen, be an active, engaged listener, moment by moment. Even if you have short time, maybe with your employees or certain people, if you only have short time with them, make it a time that you're present. Not there to be distant and there to be, oh, well, I'm thinking of something else, and you quickly, you know, like they're a burden to you. No, if you've got quality, if you've only got 5 minutes with someone, make it the most valuable, important, focused 5 minutes. They are the most important person because they're the ones with you right there and then. Turn off your cell phone. Turn off your other things. Turn off your distractions. Give them that 5 minutes. Be an active listener. Let's look at one more scripture, Philippians 2:3-4. It says, "Do nothing from factional motives." In other words, through contentiousness, through strife, through selfishness, or for unworthy ends. So do nothing or prompted by conceit and empty arrogance. Instead, in the true spirit of humility, which is a lowliness of mind. We talked about humility before. It's a reality, not superiority, It's not inferiority, but it's reality. Humility says, this is who I am. Let each one, through that position, let each one regard the others as better than and superior to himself, thinking more highly of one another than you do of yourselves. When you have that attitude, you'll be very keen to listen. You'll be saying, God, you're going to speak to me. You're going to speak to me about my business. I'm going to listen to my employees. I'm going to listen to my ministry associates. I'm going to listen to those who work under me. I'm going to listen to those who work next to me. I'm going to be active because God will be trying to get his messages through to you. You'll hear things. You'll understand that those people are valuable. They will feel valued. And boy, you will accomplish huge things in the kingdom and in your business when there's an attitude like that in your staff, in your personnel, and in your ministry colleagues. It will be huge. Yeah, be an active listener. Let each of you esteem and look upon and be concerned for not merely his own interests, but also each for the interests of others. So when we're actively listening, you're actively concerned in the interest of somebody else. We're actively saying, yes, I want to hear. I want to know what's going on in your life. I want to hear right now. And that engagement, I had a real battle with being present. I could be somewhere, but my mind would be somewhere else. I'm sure you all know what I'm talking about. So, you know, you can be present in your body, but you're thinking about something that you've got a meeting later on or something that happened yesterday, and you're kind of disengaged. You're present but not present. And listen, people know that. They can sense that and they feel that. And that's not adding value. So I had to engage myself. I had to say, no, look, I'm laying everything aside. The most important thing for me right now is this person or people that I am with. I've only got the present, and the present I need to be adding value and hearing what's going on in the present. So that's important. First off, be an active listener. Let's make sure we cultivate that skill. Make sure we make a determination today to say, I am going to listen to my spouse, to my children, to my work colleagues, to my ministry colleagues. I am going to listen to God, of course, above all, because he will speak often through those. I had a four-year-old speak so profoundly through a four-year-old without realizing the four-year-old was speaking to me back in New Zealand. At a crucial time when I was really seeking the Lord about something, and this four-year-old came up and spoke to me with a couple of little sentences, innocent, yet they were the powerful word of God to me, because it was so clear, so clean, so innocent. It spoke like a light, like a sharp arrow to a sharp place, and it showed something that I was dealing with, and it gave me the answer. So let's be open and be listeners. Secondly, let's look for ways to encourage people today. Encouragement is great. Oh, the more we can encourage, the more we're going to add value to people, the more we're going to see God's kingdom extended, the more we're going to see the Spirit of God flowing. Encouragement is a huge thing. We all need it. Boy, do we need it. Everybody needs encouragement. So I want to encourage you to be an encourager today. Go out of your way and go and find, here's your homework, homework for the rest of the day. Go and find at least one person to encourage. That's easy homework. You can do that in the next 10 minutes, 5 minutes after getting off of this radio program. You can go and find someone to encourage and go encourage them. You just see how good you feel, how good they feel, and how God the situation is when we do that. So let's look for ways to encourage people. Let's look at a couple of scriptures. In 1 Thessalonians 5:11, therefore encourage, says admonish, exhort one another, and edify, which is strengthen and build up one another, just as you are doing. So the scriptures encourage, exhort one another. Let's be encouragers today, people who encourage somebody else. Proverbs 12:25, anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but an encouraging word makes it glad. Isn't that great? Let's read that again. Proverbs 12:25. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but an encouraging word makes it glad. Let's put out an encouraging word today. Because when you do that, people feel very valued. They feel important. They feel loved. It breaks through rejection. It breaks through condemnation. It breaks through inferiority. You name it, it breaks through a whole mass of things that the enemy would try and load on people's lives. When you bring a word of encouragement, it's such power. Power in that. We can all do it. We can all be encouragers when we set our minds to it. So let's be an encourager today. Let's look at one more scripture under this encouragement here. Hebrews 10, 25. And let us consider an attentive, continuous care to watching over one another. Do you hear the focus in the Word of God here? Let us consider and give attentive, continuous care to watching over one another. Look at the focus here of these scriptures we're reading today. The focus is outward. The focus is on building others around us. The focus is encouraging and lifting up people around us. And that's the people, you know, who God has put in our sphere, in our influence, in our lives. And as a leader, and as a business leader, as an entrepreneur, whatever capacity, if you're a people builder, if you're a person who's concerned with the value of those around, you will have a very strong team. You will have a powerful, powerful, committed, dedicated team of people. It will happen if you put some of these basics into play. It's the basic word of God, but they're basic principles that work. They work. And listen, our greatest teams are those who are all, you know, linked together, who are united in unity and purpose and vision, and they know they're valued, they know they're cared for. We're going to get to that as the third part in a second. Let me just carry on with the scripture. Not forsaking, this is verse 25 of Hebrews. Not forsaking or neglecting to assemble together as believers, as is the habit of some people. We often throw this scripture and refer to it as church meetings, but let's go wider. You know, it's wider than just, you know, gathering together in a church community. You know, but admonishing, warning, urging and encouraging one another, and all the more faithfully as you see the day approaching. This was written to the Hebrew church who were getting very discouraged in the Bible because things were going on. They were coming under persecution. They were waiting for the return of Jesus. They were waiting for the Savior once again to return. And the days were going by. Years had gone by. And this word came out to them, you know, be encouraged. Keep encouraging one another. But the principle is the same. The principle is for us today. Let's keep encouraging one another. We are seeing the day approaching. Certainly, we're living in end times. We're living in the days when the return of Jesus is nearer than it was yesterday. Jesus is coming back for his church. He's coming back. He's coming back. And that is a definite that we all understand. So even as we see that day approaching, let's keep encouraging one another. Let's keep lifting one another up. Let's, you know, exhort people to good works. Let's speak words of life, words of hope, you know, words of power, because there's so much power in our words. Let's be people of encouragement today. Thirdly, I'd just like to share, lastly, not leastly, show how much you care. John Maxwell once said, you know, you can't show people how much you know until you show them how much you care. And that is so true. Show how much you care. Galatians 6, 9 to 10. Let us lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. Yeah, for in due time and the appointed season we shall reap. Is a word for some people listening today. That's a word directly for you today. Do not lose heart, brother and sister. Do not grow weary, business leader, entrepreneur, or faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season, there is an appointed season for you today. There is an appointed season for what you've been pushing through and breaking through and working towards. You will reap. It says here, you will reap if you do not loose and relax your courage. Don't grow faint. You will reap if you don't give up. That's a word today for somebody specifically. Be encouraged. Keep pushing on. God cares for you. There are others around you who care. They care that you succeed. They care that you accomplish what you're called for. Let's look at verse 10. So then, as occasion and opportunity open to us, let us do good. Morally, the Amplified says, let us do good to all people. Not only being useful or profitable to them, but also doing what is for their spiritual good and advantage. See that focus outwards. You're listening, you're encouraging, and you're caring. You're caring for the person. Yes, I want your best. I want your best today. So you will accomplish what God has called you to do. Be mindful to be a blessing. Hallelujah. Be mindful to be a blessing, especially to those of the household of faith, those who belong to God's family with you, the believers. Be a blessing. Go and bless someone today. Go make a phone call. Go send a letter. Go send a text. Go knock on their door. Do something to go and encourage and be an absolute blessing. Show how much you care today, because when we start functioning in this church, it's simple. I'm talking to church people. I'm talking to people who are believers. I'm also talking to leaders. Anyone, these principles apply the same. If you're in business, it's the same. The word of God cuts right through. It doesn't just belong to people who go to church. It belongs to every sphere of society, whether you're in government, whether you're in the arts, whether you're in education, whether you're in church ministry, whether you're in leadership. We are purposely set by the word of God to act, and they always act. They will not come back void. One last scripture, and I'm going to pray. And Ephesians 4, verse 32, and become useful and helpful and kind to one another. There it is again, the one another's tender-hearted, compassionate, understanding, loving-hearted, forgiving one another readily and freely as God in Christ forgave you. We have the greatest example of forgiveness, the greatest example of care in Jesus Christ, the one who cared so much to give his life. I walked a very, very painful road to the cross on the hill of Calvary. The one who died and took upon himself the sin of humanity, yet rose again. He defeated death. He overcame sickness. And he broke every power of sin for you and for me. The one who showed how much he cared is our model, Jesus. We can look to him today, which is where we began and where I close today. Let's look to him. He's our model. He's the one that we know is coming back for a perfect church. He was an active listener. He listened to the heartbeat of people. He listened to those around him. He was an encourager. He spoke life. So let's be listeners today. Let's be life givers. Let's be encouragers. We can all do this when we put our minds to it, put our minds and our hearts to it. Thirdly, show someone today how much you care. When we do these things, we will be adding value to those around us. When we add value to those around us, we're speaking what God speaks. He values you and the person in your neighbor so much that Jesus went to the cross that you may have life. That's how much you're valued. He's prepared to give the life of his son, God the Father. Jesus Christ died that you may have life. That's how valuable you are today. Let me pray for you. Father God, we thank you so much once again for our opportunity to share. Thank you, God, that you add so much value to us. You have already shown the value and the worth of each person, each one of us. And Lord, I pray we can take some of that today. Lord, I pray where those people who are listening today maybe are feeling isolated, feeling alone, feeling somehow they're on their own, feeling that they're not valued, feeling valueless in their own life. Lord, I pray that your word will speak into their hearts today. God, I encourage them, those who are listening right now, you are valued, you are important, and you are precious. And we thank you that you're listening today. I pray, God, that each one of us can learn to be active listeners. Lord, we can be encouragers naturally, day by day, moment by moment, for those people that God has sent into our lives and our spheres of influence. And Lord, we can show how much we care. Not just talk about it, but Lord, we can be people who show. So, Lord, I thank you for our opportunities today. I thank you for this broadcast. I thank you for Pastor Howard, Pastor Patience, for Nancy, for Leedra, Lord, for Sue. I thank you for those in my sphere of influence. I thank you for those close to me. I thank you for those who are not so close, yet still so important. I pray, Lord, today that each one of us can be encouragers and lift up the arms and care for those around us. Lord, we give you all the glory and pray for the extension of your kingdom this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on VIBE, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange. Don't forget, you can check us out online at www.impactmw.org. Again, that's www.impactmw.org. Or you can call us daily at 888-405-9785 to find out about all of our scheduled events and activities of ministry. Well, God bless you, and we'll see you again next time on VIBE, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange.